It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. On this upcoming episode, I would like to discuss about books and movies. So stay tuned. I hope you all enjoy. Peace. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all to all my listeners that's tuning in right now. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Sunday and so forth. But before we get into this book discussion, I would definitely like to give you guys a book recommendation. And the book name is, the title I should say, is called Wings of Ebony by J.L. Great book. You guys should go ahead and check it out. It's a YA novel, young adult novel. You guys should definitely go check it out. It gives me that type of sci-fi fantasy type of vibes. I loved it. I gave it a 5-star review on Goodreads. I was actually waiting on the sequel part 2, which comes out next year, which is called Ashes of Gold. So please go check out Wings of Ebony by J.L. And you can find this author on Goodreads, Twitter, and also TikTok, and I believe, yes, and also Instagram. And, you know, you guys should definitely go check that book out. Great book, great read. So, it's called Wings of Ebony by J.L. So, let's get into it. Books and movies on this glorious Sunday. We can talk about that. I'm sitting out here at the park at the memorial down here at Kansas City, Missouri. It's very beautiful down here to look at all these trees turning different colors. It's awesome. I love fall. But anywho, when we talk about books and movies, you know that majority of the movies is based off a book or even a comic as well. And when I speak of comics, I'm talking about your Marvel and your DC. And I'm telling you, most of the time, the movies are awesome, and the other time it's like they're just terrible. And yes, us readers can be very critical when it comes down to rating these movies that's based off of books. But you know, we like to see everything come together, especially the plot. You know, we like to see everything sticking to the plot of the book. You know, we like to see that. But when it doesn't follow up with the book at all, it kind of just throws us readers completely off and we turned off by the movie, or vice versa. When Hollywood like to always sometimes add their own twist to it, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. Sometimes they can overdo it. For example, Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pimbrough, something like that, is by Sarah Pimbrough. And I could be saying her last name wrong because I'm terrible with last names, but I know her first name is Sarah, and the book is called Behind Her Eyes, and the book is very, very good. It's very, very good. It kind of remind me of The Skeleton Key. I don't know if you all seen The Skeleton Key, but it's actually really good. And Netflix actually picked up the novel and they turned it into a movie. And it was okay. I mean, it was all right. I fell asleep while I was watching it. I mean, I feel like they could have did a little bit better. And as far as the characters, I don't know. I didn't too much care for when Netflix picked it up and turned it into a movie. I didn't like it. But the book was awesome. I love it. It just didn't fulfill. It didn't come through as a movie. I was like, nah. But that's just my opinion. It's called Behind Her Eyes. And like I said, it definitely, to me, kind of remind me of The Skeleton Key. But definitely when Netflix turned it into a movie, I was like, oh my goodness. I fell asleep in the beginning of it. And then I picked it back up and I just couldn't watch it no more. I was like, oh no, I couldn't even really finish it. You know, I didn't too much care for it. And then you have Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. And I actually liked the movie, but I didn't read the book yet. So when I got done watching the movie, I was like, man, I wonder if it's going to be a part 2 or any, you know, because at the end, it kind of leave you hanging like, oh, it's going to be a part 2. And you guys, you hear all that noise in the back is because I'm at the park, you know, to get that outdoor feeling to the podcast. But yeah, I was looking for a part two. Whereas in the book, there is no part two. And it's put together to the point to where it wouldn't be no part two. It'd have to be left up to the author. And he didn't make it as a part two when you got done reading The Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. He didn't make it seem like there's going to be a part two. But definitely, the book is way more better. So if you go out and check out Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff, I suggest that you guys read the book first and then go view the movie. Because after I got there reading the novel, I was like, I too much didn't care for the movie. Because Hollywood, they put their own twist in and it was just a hot mess. I didn't like it whatsoever. Because it is three or four storylines within the novel itself, but they all connect, and the book is way more better than the movie to me. Because if you watch the movie and then you go back and read the book, it would definitely have you confused, for real. Like me, it had me confused. Like, hold up, what? Oh nah. Well, even if you watch the movie, you will probably like it. But once you go back, it's like when you read that book, you'd be like, I didn't know that happened in that book, or they just put their own twist to it, because you imagine those characters to be the same in that novel as the movie, but they're not. They're kind of different. But yeah, I too much didn't care for the Lovecraft Country movie. But I recommend for you all to go read Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. Great book. Check it out. If you guys want to, you guys can go ahead and look at the movie on Hulu. You can find it on Hulu, and you can find it on HBO Max. And there is another one too they're about to put out, The Vanishing Half. That one is Netflix actually is picking that up, so I can't wait for them to put it into works and see how it turns out, because the book actually was really good. I know Netflix is putting out a movie that's similar to The Vanishing Half, but it's called The Passing, where in The Passing, I believe that two young ladies grew up together. One of them can pass for white and the other one is black, and the other friend is living a white life, but she is black, but don't nobody know that. Her white friends don't know that. It's called The Passing, and that's coming out. But I found out not too long ago, The Vanishing Half is actually Netflix had picked it up. So I'm curious on how it's going to actually turn out. And but yeah, a lot of movies that are out right now is actually based off of books. And even some of your TV series as well. But we're about to take a short break here. Getting back from break. So, yes, I just threw out some titles. The Lovecraft Country is one of them. By Matt Ruff. Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pimbero. And The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. And I think that was a couple of novels that I threw out there that is actually you guys should definitely pick up. Definitely The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett is going to be on Netflix soon. Hopefully they're in talks about it. But a lot of these movies is definitely based around a novel. You can't go wrong with it. And 2 times out of 10, the novel is always better than the movie. Always. I mean, us readers, we can be very critical, like I said, but and we all know why. Let's put it out there. The book is detailed, okay? And it's by the author. It's very detailed. Where the movie, they only have a length of time far as like recording time. You know, the longest movie is probably, 2 hours maybe. Then they have to chop it up into a part two and something like that. Especially what they did with Stephen King. Like, a lot of his novels has turned into movies, like the movie It. You know how thick that, how long that book is? Like, I haven't even read the book It yet. And I'm like, I'm scared of it. You know, it's even longer than, you know, the Twilight series. I think it was like the first one or the second one, it had like 900, 800 pages. I'm like, oh no. But Yes, that the book, it, I believe it's like over like 1,000 pages, I believe, because that thing is thick. I'm like, oh no, I'm not tackling that book. But it's turned into a movie, and it was a 2-part series, and then they revamped it here a couple of years, about 2 or 3 years ago, they revamped it. And like I said, the movie scared me. For some of you that read the book and the movie, comment, send me a message on what you think. But the movie was good, but when they revamped it, it was actually okay. It was all right, you know. I think the whole how Pennywise looked, it definitely, he was creepy. He was creepy looking. Because back in the day, you know, the guy who played Pennywise, I mean, he's an awesome actor. I love him. And I'm sad that he passed. He passed not too long ago. But, you know, the guy who played this new Pennywise, both of these actors kind of look alike. But this one, he fulfilled it. And I believe, like I said, that the revamped version, it was okay. But I have not yet read the book. And I'm probably not going to read that book. Because it's too long. But I trust that it's good. I trust that it's real good. But a lot of Stephen King's novels are really long. And I read like maybe one or two. And I loved them. So, and Stephen King is hands down good anyway. So you can't go wrong with Stephen King. And but yes, a lot of his work has been turned into movies. Even TV series as well. R.L. Stine, when I was a kid and I read Slappy the Dummy, and when I seen it come to like TV, I was excited because it actually stuck with the plot. So when we talk about books and movies, a lot of these movies is based off of books. Point line, this point blank right there, it's just based off of books. And we need to pay homage to these authors. You know, we have these actors and actresses that's winning all these awards, but the author gets like a small say so. They probably mention it, you know, mention the author, like, hey, we got off from this author, and they probably talk about it or something like that. But I think a lot of homage should go towards these authors, you know, because they are the one who created a lot of these novels, and a lot of the movies is based off of these novels. Some of them might not say, some of them will say it, some of them won't, but since the book community has actually became like it's getting bigger, they have no choice but to mention it now, where back in the day they probably won't say too much about it. They just take it and it just turned into a movie, and then a couple years later you're like, wow, it was a dang, I didn't know that was a book. And that's a lot of movies that are like that now. You find out that, oh, it was based off a novel, I didn't know that. So now, since we have a larger book community, I think that Hollywood, Purdue, all them people that's up there, I believe they have no choice but to pay homage to these authors that's out here. But I feel like they should get paid just because their ideas, you know, they taking their ideas and turning into a movie, you know. That's just my opinion. Only if. But, you know, but yes. And also, it's not just authors. You have your, I mean, authors, you have your people who created the comics as well. You have your Marvel, you in your DC, that world, that's turned into movies. And we all like to see that come to life in your sci-fi movies. Some of that is just turned into, they took that from novels as well. And, you know, everything, you without the authors, you won't have your movies. You probably have a little bit of something, but yeah, even your documentaries, some of your documentaries is stolen from an author who wrote the book, and they just put it onto a documentary on TV. So yes, we have to pay what's due, you know, say these authors, get them popular, so that a way people can actually go check out the book and get them back into reading, more so into this technology type of world, you know, because I feel like hardback paperbacks is becoming obsolete now, because everybody is using their tablets, phones for reading. I'm more like the old school paperbacks type of person, but that's another story. And I already did like a episode about that anyway. So, but yeah, I think a lot of credit need to be paid to the authors. I mean, they mention it, but I don't think they get the recognition that they should get, you know. And especially the Harry Potter movies and stuff like that. I haven't read the book, but a lot of people enjoy that whole series. You know, the books is very popular overseas. It originated overseas and everything else, and they love it. They even have a theme park. I haven't read the books, but everybody loved the books. I love the movies. I enjoyed the movies, but I haven't yet read the books. I'm probably going to listen to them on audio more so. I'm going to read them on hardback or paperback. But yeah, books and movies. But yeah, a lot of, like I said, it's just a lot. But I do recommend people to read those books first before you go look at the movie. And if you guys can't really go, I understand, because some books is very expensive. Some books can be costing up to $24. So we have those apps where you don't have to buy a book. You can listen, or you can go on Spotify and listen to some of the books, and you can also download Libby, Hoopla, Overdrive, and even Audible. I mean, you have to, through Audible, you definitely have to pay like a monthly fee, but you do get like a free credit per month, and you can use that credit towards a novel. So you can use those apps to listen to your books, and even Kindle to even download your book to your Kindle, to your tablet. I mean, I said to your Kindle, but to your tablet. But definitely. Uh-oh. You know what? I hate doing my podcast on my phone because I get like random text messages. You know, the Chiefs play today, guys, and we play against the Packers. And I did not realize that Kansas City have a lot of Packer fans. Like, seriously, that's a lot of Packer fans. But Kansas City's going to whoop that tail anyway. But anywho, we coming towards the end. I hope you guys enjoyed this little short episode about books and movies. There's not much you can say about it, but just know that a lot of movies that you see now is based off a novel. And check out those books that I mentioned earlier: Behind Her Eyes, The Vanishing Sister, Lovecraft Country, and of course, if you a big fan of Stephen King, go ahead and check out some of his novels, because majority of his novels that are out right now has been turned into movies, like It, Silver Bullet, what else? It's another one, that the Clock Tower that Idris Elba played in. I mean, that's a tons of books that Hollywood, there's a lot of books that are Stephen King, that's based off what Stephen King had written, has turned into movies. That's how we want to say it. A lot of books that Stephen King had put out has been turned into movies. So definitely go check out some of those books, like I said, that I mentioned earlier. Peace. I hope you all enjoyed that little short episode. Don't forget to tune in on Sundays for new episodes. But I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you. Don't forget to share. And you guys can follow me on Instagram for the Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. And also, pretty soon I will put out a book talk, in which I do have one, but I'm going to change the name. So stay tuned and listen for that as well. So until then, peace.